And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You have now just entered 4th Street. This is the 4th Street Sports Show with your host, Kobe.
Charles, not Charlie.
And I'm Charlie, not Charles.
Don't mix us up, dude.
And Smooth Aust.
And we are the 4th Street Sportsmen. Today, we have a jam-packed show for you today on this Tuesday evening, just like we always do. And we will be recapping everything that happened in Southern Miss Athletics on our Eagle Eye. Also, we have an interview with a very special guest today.
Yes. Go ahead and tell us about it, Charlie.
Well, she's sitting right behind me. We got Patricia Gasparovichova in the studio with us. First student athlete interview
for 4th Street Sports Show. History. History's being made.
History being made today. Also, our debate section, we will be recapping, along with the Eagle Eye, we will be recapping football again in our debate segment, going over our recent game against Grambling State. And we will have some interesting debates in there today, too. And also, in our last segment, we give our flowers to all Southern Miss athletes, current or alumni, who have received honors during the week. And we have a new award for the week, right,
yes,
Charlie?
Yes. So we asked y'all who the 4th Street Player of the Week was. We won't reveal them yet. We did it on Twitter, but we're going to talk about it later. Thank y'all for voting. We got some good number of votes.
Yeah, we got over 100.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Over 100.
Humble starting. But we're growing.
So we have a jam. So that's our show today. We have a jam-packed show. And once we come back from break, we will be heading into Eagle Eye. And our next song is by Daft Punk, Harder.
Better, Faster, Stronger.
Just like the Eagles.
This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio. And welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. We hit y'all with a little Daft Punk before we get into a real throwback, bro.
France's own right there.
France's own, bro. So now we head into our weekly recap. This is the Eagle Eye, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to pass it over to Smooth Aust for this one.
Eagle Eye, Eagle Eye. I just had to throw that in there. What is going on, everyone? Yes, it is Smooth Aust with you here today, and I'm going to recap what has gone on this weekend and past weekend. Well, in past week for Southern Miss Athletics. Starting off with first, Coach Will Hall of the football team. He earned his first win at Southern Miss. Yes, this weekend against Grambling State University at a score of 37-0. If you didn't know, this was the Golden Eagles' first time shutting out an opponent since 2017. We saw Frank Gore Jr. get it going early and often as he combined for a career high of 163 yards with Dejon Richard for 76 yards, as those two helped the Golden Eagles to lead a rushing attack that would combine for 290 yards. Yes, 290 yards. But the big storyline of the game was, in fact, Trey Lowe. Yeah. He left after the first half and did not return, as Tykees, the true freshman Tykees, would take his spot. Trey Lowe would leave the game with an apparent lower extremity injury. Freshman Tykees stepped in, though, as he delivered four complete passes at a total attempt of 11, as he also threw a passing touchdown and also tacked on 56 yards to go along with that. Charlie, I know you said you had a side note with that also.
Yeah. So, side note, I did some digging Monday.
Ooh, like
and
digging.
Found out The Rock had an attendance of 25,235. Which obviously, with last year COVID restrictions to 25% of capacity, the attendance for this game was the highest since the Golden Eagles opened the 2019 season against Alcorn State in August of 2019.
Well, how about that?
And also, we can go ahead and add one more person to that attendance because a baby was born at The Rock.
Get out of here.
Hang on.
So apparently in the third quarter, we're still doing some research at the Student Prince, but yeah, apparently in the third quarter, a woman started going in labor, and I think they took her to the hospital. So I really think Mr. McClain should add one more number to that attendance.
Hey, I definitely agree, Charlie.
My goodness. Okay, well, that's a random fun factoid.
It is. Continuing on.
Oh, congratulations to that mother.
Continuing on, Southern Miss Soccer traveled to Starkville, but the match was postponed, not canceled, as the match will be rescheduled later on this season, as the team will go on to play Charlotte this week, this Thursday, kicking off conference play against them, and after that, they will play Marshall at home this Sunday at 1 p.m. So, if you are not doing anything at 1 p.m., make sure you go out there and see those Lady Eagles as they compete this Sunday at 1 p.m. Also, volleyball, they did not have a great weekend. They dropped three of their three matches at the Jacksonville State. I almost said Jackson State. Yeah. Jacksonville State Invitational this weekend. They lost four sets to both South Alabama and Jacksonville State and fell in five sets to Nichols State. The team now is currently on a four-game losing streak after starting out 4-0. So they hopefully can bounce back this weekend as they kick off their second Southern Miss Classic against Eastern Kentucky, Lamar, and Chattanooga. Last but not least, Southern Miss Men's Golf started their tour this Sunday at the Jim Rivers Intercollegiate Tournament in Chardon, Louisiana. Hopefully I'm saying that right, because I've never heard of this place. Forgive me for anybody that has heard of this place. I don't mean to offend you. But the Eagles started off early and often, as they were currently tied for second place as of Sunday. As of yesterday, they were tied for fifth place. I think they were in fifth place. I don't have the stats for today. Well, hopefully they can finish out in the top five of this tournament, where it was big powerhouse schools like LSU, La Tech, and other schools that were there. So that is your Eagle Eye. And Charles, what you got?
Well, I just wanted to say that we actually do have a little bit of something with the golf team, because Hunter Atkins is leading the team. I don't know. According to this, it says three under. As of Sunday. So good for him having a good game. So
I can't even do that in Wii Sports.
Oh man, you know, you and I need to play some Wii Sports when we're done with this broadcast.
I've been on a golf course, and it's still the most hardest sport, most difficult sport to understand.
It's mentally challenging.
Mentally, you know? It's a fun sport to those who watch it and those who play.
Yeah, exactly. But, and shout out to Hunter for doing so well so far. Yeah,
shout out to the golf team. And shout out to every Southern Miss athletic team we just discussed in our recap. But that has been our Eagle Eye recap, where we recap all the sports, Southern Miss athletics teams who have played during the week and this past weekend. But now we have to go into a little quick break. But when we come back, we will have an interview with our special guest today. Charlie, please pronounce her name again, because I am terrible with names.
She goes by PG. Let's call her PG.
PG. Yeah. And this song that's about to play is actually a song that she chose herself. So, she's over there celebrating in the corner. this is...
Your Royal Blood, by Ren Collective.
It's very tiny text. I can't read.
So when we come back, we will have our interview. And this is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio. All right. That was Your Royal Blood by Ren Collective, and that was the song selected by our special guest today, Charlie.
Yes, we're here with PG from the soccer team. It's our first student-athlete interview on 4th Street Sports Show, so we are very excited to have you on the show, PG.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Could you talk about your song selection, why you chose that song, what it means to you?
So when you first mentioned that I should choose a song, I was like, okay, let me think. And I really like motivational songs since I'm injured, like, it really hypes me up every time. But then I thought of, like, a deeper meaning, and that's just not who I am. So this song that has been played is, my favorite one at the moment, and I've been listening to it past few days. And it has like a really deeper meaning for me. So that's why I chose it. And it reminds me every single day that I'm here, not only as Heather Mace, but like in this world, and the reason why I'm living is God and by his blood and by his power. So it's just the song that speaks for itself.
Well, I definitely will have to add that one to my playlist. Never heard that.
I agree. I was rocking out. I was
Thank you.
So anyways, we're glad to have you on the show, and we really just want to talk to you today about your process from coming here to America, and also just tell viewers who might not know your story just what you've gone through and just how you've been able to deal with that. So I want to start off just going back last year. It was around this time last year you were coming to America, first time from Slovakia. Could you just describe that experience before you were leaving and then once you got here, just the emotions, the things you were going through?
Yes. If I forget to say something or like just repeat the question, but I'll try my best. So to start off, I would never think I would go to the US, like ever. My dream since I was a kid, of course, I started playing soccer. I mean, I was around 9 years old. So my dream through my elementary school and then my high school was to go play to England or somewhere in Europe. Every time that people ask me, I was like, yeah, I'll go to England. but no. So in fact, throughout my whole house, my whole high school, I didn't know where to go or what to do or whether to keep playing soccer or just focus on studies. And it's been my senior year of high school. I met a very good friend of mine. She's a female soccer player. And out of nowhere, she just mentioned that she got a scholarship, an opportunity to go play to the U.S., and at that time, I just started my senior high school in September. And like, it really hit me. Like, since she said the sentence, she got a scholarship and she was going to go to the US, I was like, okay, I'm going to stick to it. And like, since then, I've been asking her questions. I've been asking questions about the process, and like everything. And of course, I started praying because, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in my life. And I know that God is in control of everything and he sees my desires.
Were there a lot of nerves when you first came here to America from Slovakia?
Definitely, yes, because I knew that the culture would be different. People would be different. I wasn't that used to speaking English all the time. So, yeah. But it's not that I was worried or like stressed. I was honestly super excited. So the first weeks, me being in the U.S., it was just all about the excitement.
And also, you kind of mentioned that when you were in high school, you didn't know if you wanted to come over here to play soccer. Who was that motivating person for you, whether it's your coach or your family or friends? Who's that person that motivated you the most, or people that motivated you the most to play soccer over here in the States?
So my family definitely played a huge role in it. But since it's my desire, and I was kind of convincing myself, like, about the fact that I really want to keep playing soccer, and U.S. is a huge opportunity because I can be student athlete at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's been my closest friends and my family that I know they are supporting me wherever I am.
Now, I'm going to ask this to you. It's not going to be offensive to anybody, but Be honest with us. Did you know much about Southern Miss before you came, or anything about Mississippi? Because, I mean, we'll tell you, we don't know much about Slovakia, so it's no offense.
Yeah.
I did not.
You did not?
No.
So did that play a role into, you know, coming here and not knowing much about where you were going?
Okay, so I got multiple offers from mm-hmm. multiple universities around the U.S. And Southern Miss was not my first choice. Not even my second one. But I can't explain. It's a long process, but I was deciding between two other schools, and then God was like, no, that's not going to be your choice. So he kind of pushed the Southern Miss into the front, mm-hmm. if I can say it that way. And there was a click, like a switch in my mind. I was like, I started searching more about Southern Miss and everything, and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm definitely going there.
Could you talk on the recruiting process to get you to come to Southern Miss and just speak on some of the success that you've had? We know that you were on the under 19 Slovakia national team that advanced to the elite round in the Euros. Could you just talk about that?
Yes. So throughout my whole high school, I was giving soccer probably more time and effort and everything that anyone else did. So, like, I focused on soccer more than on school. And you can see it. I was part of the national team, youth team. And the same way Coach Mo from Southern Miss, I believe that played a big role in recruiting me, because from the first Zoom call we had and the first message he sent me, he was really, really, really interested. And not only he was expecting me to ask questions, but he was the one that showed interest and kept reaching out and kept sending messages and just, yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Going off of that, we had Coach Mo in here a couple weeks ago, and he called you his second daughter. Just can you talk about the relationship you've been able to build with the coaches here and how much that has helped during your transition?
Yes. So for my first Zoom call with the coach, that also played a role in my making decisions regarding the schools, because he was super nice. Like, everything I would expect from the coach, he was, basically. And so since I came here, it was really hard for me to adjust, not only culture-wise, but also everything else, like food, new people, the language, as I said before. And he was always number one. Like, he would be the first person I would reach out here in the U.S. And so we built this relationship. Many times I was also super honest with him. Like, I told him, like, I'm struggling, or even on the field, like, I don't know what you want from me. And we kept having meetings and stuff. And yeah, I'm very glad for our relationship. And that's definitely one of the biggest reasons or things I enjoy being at Southern Miss, and I'm not planning leaving.
Could you, I know this sounds simplistic, but could you just explain what soccer means to you? Coach Mo, he talked about, you know, mm-hmm. coming from Cairo and just coming over to, when he was just, you know, fresh, coming over to the States to play and the opportunity it provided for him. Could you just talk about it for yourself?
Yes. So I would like to say in the beginning that soccer is something I do and it's not something I am. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I don't love soccer or I don't enjoy playing soccer. Definitely not. Soccer is a huge part of my life. Many times, it helps me with expressing myself or just switching off sometimes. Like, it plays a huge part or a huge role in my life, but it's still not number one. Like, it's not in the first place. And it can be for me, because I mean, obviously it's not that something I can lean on or something I can, I don't know, if I'll be 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Or simplest way to say it, I won't be playing soccer until I'm grandma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
No, good.
Going back to your transitioning over from Slovakia to America, you came here during the pandemic,
if I'm not mistaken, right?
How was that adapting to your new home, especially in a tough time like the pandemic was?
And also just, you know, leaving your family behind during that, and I know you weren't able to travel back home for a while because of that.
So, if I didn't have God, I would be probably already home. I went through some really hard times. I remember in the beginning of last semester when I was freshman, I remember just calling my sister, and out of nowhere I started crying because it was just super hard for me. And many times I was just stuck in, eventually God carried me through, which I can be more helpful for. What was the question?
How was it tough adapting here in America during COVID?
Okay, so I wouldn't call it like super hard or something, because I had my team, I had my mm-hmm. coaches that were always here for me. And I didn't need more people like surrounding me.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine if I wasn't an athlete and I would come to the campus and just starting school with no people I know, no friends. Yeah, that would be even more, like, that would be super hard. But since I had my team, which I built very good relationships with, and I had my coach, I had my coaches, assistant coaches that were always available and just free to help.
Just as things have started to change, and I know you said that it wasn't that hard, but you were able to go with your friends to New York.
Aww.
This summer, and you've also just been able to do things that students all across campus have been able to do now this semester that they weren't last semester. Could you talk about just what these last few months have showed you?
Yes. So over past months, I went through some ups and downs. And it taught me a lot. And one of the apps, if I can say it that way, was definitely getting to know my current friends that are internationals and that are from different countries. And we had the opportunity to get to know each other, even though we are like from totally different parts of the world. And the way we were supporting each other, not even mentally, but just being here for each other, that's been really helpful. And the same way, we started hanging out, and then we had these few ideas to just go explore more of the US. And that's one of the reasons we went to New York. We also went to New Orleans for the New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
which I couldn't go home. So those were some really good times.
Could you talk on those friends, if you don't mind?
I don't mind. basically Sammy and Tarzi, they are mm-hmm. from Germany, and they're my teammates. And then the other girls are from the tennis team.
Mm-hmm.
There is Sarah Medic. Hi, Sarah, if you're watching. And also Arina, Monique. That's, I would say, like the core of the group.
Yeah. I don't want you leaving anyone each other out.
I'm thinking. No.
All right. Now, how the team is 4-2 right now, and in those four wins that y'all had, y'all have shut every team out that y'all played and beat. How do you feel about the season so far?
Even though I'm not on the field, I feel and I am very confident about the team we have right now. Not only that the freshmen showed their confidence and the resilience and just patience and every kind of good characteristics on the field, and then just creates like a whole team picture. Yeah. I don't want to say the word confident again, but I really believe in the team, and even though I'm injured, if I could, I would step on the field and go play against Charlotte on Thursday immediately. But I believe in them, and that's why I'm fine with not being on the field yet, because I know they got it. And they just need to prove it on Thursday and then later in the conference. Why?
Okay. Could you, you talked about the injury. Mm-hmm. You tore your ACL last spring, and you're kind of just getting your feet back under you now. Could you just talk about, I know you said you were confident, but could you just talk about what's next for PG and the road ahead for you?
Okay, so for your information, 6 months post-surgery, mm-hmm. and I also tore my meniscus. Mm-hmm. So I've been on crutches for 6 weeks. It was horrible. And so I don't think I've ever worked that hard than over past 6 months. And that's one of the reasons I'm in a very good shape and very good condition. And I want to start playing soon. But it's been also the toughest, mentally toughest 6 months in my whole life. Which again, just all by God's glory, because the strength I have right now and the strength I had over 6 months, there is no other way that it wasn't from him. Mm-hmm. Which I really can't explain it, but it's powerful.
Do you believe this whole process has just strengthened your faith?
No.
Oh.
But I trust God and I trust the process.
Okay.
All
right. Got Joel Embiid.
Yeah. I like it.
Is there a potential timetable that you know right now when you'll be cleared and able to get back out on the field, is there a timetable yet that the doctor said, or no?
No. Mm-hmm. And even if there was one, it's always coach's decision, which mm-hmm. I know nothing about yet. So,
yeah. Where are you at right now in the process? Like, what's going on at practices?
Okay, so I recently got my brace because I did very good on a Cybex test, which tests the strength on my foot, my leg, basically. So I did very well on that machine, and so my knee is just currently getting used to cutting all the movements I haven't done for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So once I'm better at that, I'll start going 100% in practice, and then mm-hmm. hopefully games.
Yep. We hope to see you on the field soon.
One more thing. Right. Now that COVID protocols are kind of starting to loosen, not all the way, but loosen a little bit.
Yeah.
And do you feel like You're starting to get a normal college experience now with everybody being out, being back in class, no more like online classes.
And going to a football game. We just had a football game. Talk about that experience. Yeah.
So actually last year it's been my first football game I've ever seen. And as you can tell, I didn't have a full experience compared to last weekend's game. Which when I saw the people on campus, I was like, what's going on? I've never seen so many people on campus. So that's just amazing. And I'm glad it got loosened up a little bit. And I'm super enjoying it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Definitely.
It is great for all of us.
It really was. It's literally one of the best experiences at Southern Miss right now. But Yeah, I'm like, if anybody else got anything?
That's it.
Well, I mean, we can keep going, but we're going to let PG get back to her daily activities.
Thank you.
Well, PG, we thank you for joining us today here at 4th Street Sports. Again, we are hoping for a speedy recovery. Yes. Again, we trust in the process with you, too. We want to see you back out there on that field with the rest of your teammates and everything, too, and we wish you the best. So, once again, thank you for stopping here.
I thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Put in some word for your teammates, too. We got to get some other teammates.
I will.
And you, too. Even if you want to come back up here.
Yeah, you're always
more than welcome.
You're more than welcome later in the season.
Yeah, I'm your guy. Just talk to me.
I'll be here.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, that was our interview with PG today. Can you say her name?
Patricia Gasparivichova.
Yeah, that was good. All right.
Trust me.
Thank you.
Next time when you come up here, I will know it fully. I'm just bad with, like, and I didn't want to disrespect
everyone. Heard it. Everyone heard it.
I got you. So, that was our interview with PG today. So,
thank you.
So, after this break, we will be going into our debate section and we will be discussing what took place last weekend with our first home opener against Grambling State, and we will have our debate section. This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio. And welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. Once again, special thanks to PG for sitting in with us today on the show today. And we learned a lot.
We
learned a lot from her today. But now we had to settle into our debate section. Charlie, kick this one off for us, bro.
All righty. So Southern Miss football won 37-0 against Grambling State. But like Austin said, there was a big storyline. So we're just going to ask how convincing that win was. And going forward, we got to address the big elephant in the room.
It's definitely an elephant in here. Not you guys looking around.
We're talking about the quarterback situation for anyone that has been shut off in their room without electricity for the last 4 days.
Living like Patrick Starr out here.
Trelo is injured. He didn't practice today, according to reports. We unfortunately could not go to that. But Ty Keys got his first look, not start, but first look at the field at Southern Miss, and he threw 4 of 11, 56 yards, but he also added
a touchdown to Jacarius Castro.
Is it
Jacarius or
Jacarius? Yes.
Hopefully I'm not saying it.
No, you're good.
He showed some flashes in the running game, so we're going to talk about the quarterback situation going forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, first, you want to talk about the quarterback situation first?
Yeah, go ahead, Cole.
So, one of our key debates is, should Ty Keys start going forward, even when Trelo comes back from injury?
Who wants to kick it off? Okay. First of all, I want to know where T Webb is in this situation. If we're getting into a situation where Ty's doing really well, let's let him rest a little bit. Is T gonna be the guy that comes in?
Nah, if he's doing well, T is not gonna be in there at all.
That's why T got the field.
Yeah. So. And
Ty.
Ty. Oh my gosh. Ty, T, Trey.
Yeah, the three
to the
T's.
Top.
To the top. Yeah.
And I just also have to throw this in here. I don't mean to bash T in any way, but lately, I think Jake Walker has had to start at the third string quarterback over T.
I know that he came back from injury and he came a little bit into fall camp later. But who's to say? I haven't been to practice in a while. Yeah, I will be honest. Due to class and other things.
Is there a
things,
practice on Thursday? Because I'll be able to make it on Thursday.
I believe so.
Awesome. I'm going to be there.
Okay. I don't believe it's media coverage on Thursday.
Oh, no.
But
wait.
Wednesday.
So I can't. Oh.
More than likely. No.
Bomber. Oh well. I was
you
hoping.
Probably can look
I was.
Out the window
I was hoping.
McCarty,
I was hoping. I, could, I ain't gonna be able to. See. I'm on the first floor, Austin. I can't see that far.
All right.
Personally, I really don't have an answer right now for who should start going forward. I know I should pick one because it's out of the base section, but personally, in that game last week against Grambling, I can't really decipher who should start, though. I know that it was 10-0 going into the half, and then in the second half, we kind of just ran away with it. But looking from both sides, I can't really say who should start, though, because we kind of started slow like we did against South Alabama.
Coach Hall even mentioned it, that everybody could feel it, that Ty brought energy to the offense.
He did.
And do we have that clip?
Yes, we do. Go hit it, Sky.
Mr. Sky, hit us up.
No, that's my job, right? So we will look at this film, all right, and we will assess it, and then we're going to do whatever we think is best for this program moving forward after that. But for me to make a statement on that without watching the tape is unfair.
So that's what he was talking about. Left it pretty much open. Still, like I said, they've been practicing. So the decision hasn't been made yet, but obviously it poses this question now. And this is where I come in and say, it's week three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been going all through fall camp saying Trey is the guy. And even we saw it that backup quarterback looked a little spotty sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Sure, you could put Ty in, he gets some experience. But if you start Ty next week, and Trey is healthy, if he's healthy, then you're saying no to Trey. What good are you doing to any of them if you pull Ty after week three or week four and put Trey back in?
This is like a double-edged sword.
I don't want to see a quarterback carousel going back and forth, back and forth. If any of my NFL fans, sorry I'm taking this, but if any of my NFL fans watch the Bears play, them putting Andy Dalton, Justin Fields back and forth, not saying just in the same game, but in general, indecisive about where you're going. All I'm asking is for a decision to be made and that decision to stick. Okay. And that's why I don't believe ties should be put in now.
Okay, well, first of all, Trey
needs more of a chance.
I don't mean to cut you off, Charles, but I agree with you, Charlie. I agree that, you know, we should stick by that quarterback. But I also agree with Will Hall when he says, you know, we're going to put in the best quarterback to win us games.
Yeah.
If that's Ty, that's Ty.
Yeah.
If it's Trey, it's Trey. But to be honest, right now, just completely assessing it, I know the fans want Ty.
Yeah.
But Trey is still the quarterback of now. Yeah. I do believe that Ty is the future of USM. That's no disrespect to Trey. But right now, I think that Trey should be the quarterback. But in the end, right now, if Trey is not able to go, it's Ty. No doubt about it.
Definitely. Okay.
And if he can play to that high level, you know what I'm saying? And whoever gives Southern Miss the best chance to win, I say put him in.
Well, you know, you got to realize that there are teams that have played in the past, like, for instance, the Miami Dolphins this past season with Tua and Ryan Fitzmagic. What was it, like the 2017 Eagles?
Yeah, tell me their record.
Okay, well, they had a good dynamic going, okay? And then they almost made the playoffs. They almost made the playoffs doing that. They had a dynamic where they were like, okay, well, we're going to let Tua play a little bit, and then, you know, we're going to switch out to Ryan if we need to have his style of play. And Coach actually was talking about that at one point where he was like, you know, if we need to have a system where we're, like, taking guys in and out, because we got a lot of good quarterbacks on this team.
That's just so unstable, though.
What are you talking about? It works. It works. And another example is Philadelphia a few years ago.
Oh, no, I was going to say last year,
or even last year. Okay, I was talking about, like, Nick and who was the other guy?
Carson.
Nick and Carson.
That was a different.
That
was a different instance, because Carson wasn't able to play. He was injured at the time. You know what I'm saying? Now, I see what you was going with the Dolphins thing, but it still created rifts in the locker room between Tua and Fitz. Like, you got to think about the chemistry that wide receivers build with the starting quarterback, and to do that now, it's just gonna it's a rocky start. Yeah,
that's
and
what,
you need stability. You know,
that's why I'm glad he brought that up, because I thought he was gonna mention the one from last year with the Eagles last year with Carson and Jalen Hurts, because that was a situation where we had our starter set in stone, but we have this young guy here just in case something goes wrong, because we had a situation where Carson was injury prone. Not saying that Trey is injury prone, because I don't know his medical history like that, but
I'm pretty sure he hasn't had any sort of history.
So, but it is a situation like that. I think this next game is Troy game. If Trey is healthy and he plays, I think this next game is really going to be the deciding factor.
Because, I mean, you look, we got Alabama after Troy. So, I don't know what could be determined from that.
Yeah. No. I'm going to just say this. You know, this is a measuring stick for us this week.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but there have been talks on, you know, Southern Miss going to potentially the Sun Belt. It's come from James Madison, which is a weird type of ordeal. That's where the reports are coming from. But
James Madison University?
Yes, yes.
What?
That's strange.
I have a friend that goes there.
it was reports of that. So, you know, that's only sources hearsay, you know, here and there. But, you know, it's a measuring stick for us. If some of the fans want us to go to the Sun Belt, so if we want to compete in the Sun Belt, we have to beat them. If we lose to South Alabama and Troy, it's not really a good thing on our resume. Even though we've had on record,
there's been some good
beating Troy, you know, multiple times and winning.
But every game against Troy has been fought, hard fought.
It has.
So that's what I'm expecting this week too.
Yeah, right. I think that this is gonna go down. Now, honestly, I don't know what to expect from this game, because we got our asses handed to us from South Alabama.
It's been two polar weeks to start the season.
Yes.
There's not much of a reference point.
Yeah, no.
Just because of how different the games
were. It's difficult to read.
It definitely is. And I think this definitely be a measuring, a deciding factor on the quarterbacks and deciding factor on us too, because after this one, we go to Tuscaloosa next week. And that's another one too as well, kind of, maybe. But quick predictions for this game coming up. Saturday.
I'll start off with, I believe Troy takes this one 27-17. I'm just saying, if Ty gets put at quarterback, I believe that he is the future of the team. I just don't know if they can pull around this much of a change that quickly.
Yeah.
You saw they did it in Grambling, and actually he boosted the offense.
Yeah, he boosted that whole team.
I'm just saying,
I don't want to say it like that, but the energy, like you said, it changed after that second half. But
oh, absolutely.
That's totally not. I mean, you can credit Ty, but like you got to credit coaches also.
Yeah. What game plan are they going to come around? I'm just saying the game plan's been catered towards Trey this whole season. What game plan are they going to make against Troy? That Troy won't figure out.
Yeah. I mean,
I want.
Go ahead.
Because I wanted to ask Frank. I wanted Frank Gore Jr. We were in a press post game conference. I wanted to ask what was that motivating factor in that second half? Because again, they started slow again, like they did at South Alabama in the first half, and then in that second half, they just explode. They pretty much exploded in. Like, what was that? Was it Ty coming in? Was it something Coach Hall said? Was it the defense? What was that motivating factor going into that second half?
I thought it was Ty really just extending plays.
Yeah.
Because Trey wasn't getting out of – there was pressure all night long, and there was pressure on Ty. That's why he really didn't – Ty didn't make bad reads, but he wasn't getting that time. But he was extending plays by getting out of the pocket.
He was, yeah.
And that gave the runners a chance to, I think, do their thing.
Right. Yeah, I think that – you know, I don't want to say Ty's a better runner than Trey right now.
Oh, he certainly had himself a game though.
But it
on his feet.
Yeah. He did. I don't want to say it just yet. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to see more.
I agree.
But
It felt like he added another element to their offense that allowed Frank Gore to get some of the holes and
like that. The chemistry that he and Frankie had was phenomenal.
I get why the fans want to see him. He's a fun player to watch.
But you know, you got to realize though, I mean, Trey Lowe passed what 10 for 12 that game?
10 of 13.
10 of 13.
Coach said he would have started the second half if he was healthy, and I believe that because
yes, he would.
It was a conservative approach in the first half. But he was executing. He was making right reads.
Yeah, a significant improvement from last game.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, it's tough. I guess it's a matter of do you want to air the ball out or do you want to run it?
I don't think either option would air it out.
Right now, if I'm being completely honest, I mean, Brownlee's been a little banged up. He did get him a touchdown, but like Coach Hall said, he said at the presser, you know, Brownlee has been banged up, but he's been pressing through it. I don't know if the air raid is just there right now.
I think we got a ground and pound.
We got some solid wide receivers.
Yeah, Kasten and Dennis have been well. Dennis not last game, but South Alabama. Brad Dennis was a big factor in that game, and Kasten has been a big factor in the past two games.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think he's the leading receiver through the first 2 weeks.
I think so.
Yeah, he is.
But like Kasten's. Mainly, he's been one of the guys but that we saw. I knew he could kind of be a star or a stud coming up, you know, from the fall camp and looking at him. But moving on, I think that, you know, we lose to Troy. It's going to be close. But I'm going to say 20-17. I think we lose by a field goal. That's how close it is.
Man.
It's going to be low scoring, yeah.
But do you think that field goal is going to be like a last second thing?
I don't know. I just say.
Hold up, let me see. I don't know.
I really don't know, Charles. I think it's gonna come down to a field goal. That's how close.
Yeah. Personally, I might be in the minority here, but I think we're gonna get this dub this
way.
But
we
like but to see it. It will be close. I think the final score will be us 27, Troy to 20. Now I know what y'all thinking. It's going to be tough for us to put them points up. I get that. But I think this time we'll have a better start than what we've been having in the past two games. I think they'll start fast. Scoring is going to be a deciding factor because we always start on three and outs, and that's been a killer for us in the first half. But I think that we'll get it done. And that defense – now, people can say what they want, but defense looked phenomenal last week.
The rushing game, I just want to talk about that and just stopping the rush. The rushing defense is, it's been great.
We're gonna give flowers.
They looked phenomenal last week. We got a pick. We got a couple sacks. Josh Card. I hope I'm saying his name right. Josh Card Jr. Right.
Yeah.
He got. One and a half. He was credited for one and a half sack, right?
No, yeah, he's been on fire. Just yeah,
him,
games.
Him.
Malik made a great play,
Malik,
chasing the ball down. Malik, there's just some guys.
Let's not forget Daniel with the pick.
Daniel
that,
with a big,
yeah, came up on them.
So I think 27-20 is my prediction.
Okay,
for that game. Charles,
okay. So, as people are probably aware, I aimed really low last week, and I was thinking I was gonna have an I told you so moment because it was 10-0 at the half. I thought I was onto something, but I wasn't because we caught fire on the second half because of tie. But I don't know what to, it's interesting because the Nasty Bunch is back, y'all. Okay. Nasty Bunch is back, so they're definitely going to be a factor. Let's say 21-24. But Troy's going to win.
Okay. So 24-21, not 21-24.
Yes.
Higher score always goes first.
I want to say this, too. I won't be surprised if we see another game like South Alabama. I'm just saying.
I won't be surprised if Troy runs away with it. We might have to talk about this off air, but I don't believe that. I believe that the team's kind of got in a rhythm going right now to where that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm not downplaying Grambling, but it was a swag team, and we were supposed to do that. Just looking at the expectations,
okay. You know?
Yeah. But
they were supposed to do that.
Yeah, they were. But I guess I'm in the minority here. I'm a little optimistic, so I'm the only one picking us. But I think it'll definitely be a competitive game. I'm not ruling that out, Austin, what you said about the South Alabama game, how it might look like that. But I'm in the minority. I got us winning.
Lunch on us if Southern Miss wins, Kobe. We'll say sorry, Southern Miss.
You're making me want to change my answer. Dang it!
All right.
But that was our debate section.
I got one last thing I want to cover. Talked about Frank Gore Sr. At the press conference. He was there. Taz, you actually had a star appearance in the picture that went viral by Trevor Ritchie on Twitter as you were filming the game. As you were filming the presser. Yeah. I just want to talk about it. Frank Gore Sr. said in the post-game presser that Frank Gore Jr. took too long. He said, you know, basically he was saying, what took you so long to get it going in the first half?
He's trying to get his son to dig into that Mamba mentality.
To be honest, I didn't see him until, like, somebody halfway through. Because I looked behind me. And I'm like, is that Frank Gore?
No, you want to talk about weird situations.
I was trying not to get stuck in the moment.
Oh, me too.
I was trying to be
professional.
Here was what was happening from my perspective, because I was videoing. Okay, so I had to be focused on videoing, right? So I was videoing this press conference, and then out of nowhere, some guy walks in and just starts talking. And he just walks up, like, right behind me, as people will see in the picture. And I can only see, like, part of his face. So what I see is just some random dude just walking into this press conference.
Trash talking.
I'm like, what? Why is security not? It wasn't until after you guys explained it to me that I was like, oh, that was. And then when someone showed me the picture, I was like, oh yeah, that's Frank Gore.
That happened.
Hey, we were on Charles at first. Yeah, Charles, you didn't know who that was.
But then you realize that, oh yeah, it's just some random. It's like a third of his face in my peripheral. That's all I got to work with.
Shout out to Frank Gore for coming to the game. He's even sporting a Southern Miss dad shirt. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And he was tweeting about the promotional material that the team had made.
Yeah. Yeah, we hope to see him at some more games.
And we'd love to have you on, Frankie. Give us a holler.
But definitely. That was our debate section. A little long-winded, but we had to get that out though, man. We got a break. Yeah, we got a break. We got to pay some bills real quick. But after that, we will be heading to our flowers. We will be giving our flowers for the week. And this is 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio.
Yes. And welcome back to 4th Street Sports. And this is the time where we give our flowers before we close out the show. I know this makes zero sense to the stream, so somebody give like a stream closing statement. Flowers, Austin, go ahead, take it away. Get started with some flowers.
I'm going to hand it over to Kobe. Go ahead, Kobe.
Yes, for those on the Facebook stream who didn't know, Charles kind of brung us in. He's in the other room controlling right now. But yes, this is our flower segment where we pay tribute to our USM athletes who receive certain honors like Player of the Week, Honors of the Week, all academic stuff like that. And this is current and alumni too. But we have a new award. We have a new award that we have been giving out. Charlie came up with the idea. 4th Street Player of the Week. We had four candidates who you could vote for on the 4th Street Sports Show Twitter. And who are those four again?
So we're going to be setting up a Twitter poll every week before the show. I'm going to try to do it Monday. Staying consistent. Right. Mm-hmm. So the four candidates this week were three football players. We had Frank Gore Jr., Josh Carr Jr., Malik Shorts, and we had to throw in volleyball with Mia Wesley, 40 kills over three matches. So jeez. Can we get a drum roll real quick? Frank Gore Jr. won the 4th Street Player of the Week.
By a landslide.
Congratulations, sir. Yeah, landslide. I believe it's 84%. We got 107 votes, so there's a lot of voters. I'm not a math person.
Keep voting. That's all I got to say. Yeah, keep voting.
We hope to see the voters back next week, and we hope to see some good performances that we can put up on there next week.
Shout out to Frank Gore Jr. being our 4th Street Player of the Week. Also, the Nasty Bunch, the Southern Miss defense, for those who don't know who that is, are currently ranked 7th in the nation in run defense, allowing 1.5 yards per carry.
Yeah, you can say anything you want about the competition that we've played so far, but any it's team, 1.5 yards per carry is
it's
outrageous.
Hard to do that against any team in collegiate football.
Yes.
That's numbers that the pros put up. Also, that was something in golf as well.
Yes, so we just got the notice that Southern Miss Men's Golf finished 3rd in their tournament. That was the Jim Rivers Intercollegiate Tournament, so congratulations to them for placing. And also, I wanted to add something. This is from Big Gold Nation, so shout out Heath. Arvin Fletcher will be making his 50th straight start for the Golden Eagles this Saturday. So that is ridiculous.
Mr. Reliable.
Consistency, yes.
Mr. Reliable.
Shout out Arvin Fletcher. And you was about to say something?
No.
Okay. All right. But that's been our flower section, who we give to every week. USM athletes who receive certain honors during the week. And that's been our flower section. But it's our time. We have gone way over this week. So it's our time to get out of here. Gotta go do other things too. But thank y'all for joining us this week. Again, thanks to PG for stopping through 4th Street today to sit in and talk with us about everything, her come up, how she felt on the season this year and everything, her transition from Slovakia to America and everything. So thank you for that. Also, follow us on all platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, 4th Street Sports Show on all those platforms. Also, if you missed today's show, the show will be on all podcast platforms too. Should be on all podcast platforms tomorrow. Also, again, southernmissradio.com, 88.5, and Facebook Live too, to tune into the show every Tuesday at 5:00 p.m. Like, retweet, do all that on every single platform that we have. Follow us too. We need them follow.
We
need them followers
the
up
support.
Too. Yeah, we appreciate the support too. And once again, we are the 4th Street Sportsmen. My name is Kobe.
I'm Charles.
Oh,
hi.
I'm Charlie.
Don't,
not Charles.
Don't, yeah, no, it's
and I'm Smooth Oss.
Somebody's over there say that it's been me.
Okay. For those who that didn't know, I'm Kobe. That's Charlie. Charles is in the booth.
Yeah, we're doing this for the Facebook stream, people.
And it's for the Facebook stream. And it's smooth boss. And again, we're the 4th Street Sportsmen, and this has been the 4th Street Sports Show. We will be getting into requests, right, Charles?
Well, we're gonna get into Meg the Stallion with Young Thug.
Don't
stop.
It's
super, super clean, y'all.
Yeah, super clean.
Super clean.
This has been the 4th Street Sports Show. Peace and love, everyone. We will see y'all next Tuesday at 5:00.
Hasta luego.
Deuces.
Peace and love.